Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of A Week of Nights. I am your host for this evening's entertainment, Pet Ye the Wox. Tonight's show is going to be something a little different. Normally with these episodes, I normally do about two or possibly three segments. But today, I'm just going to do one. It's actually quite a long one, actually. And it shows when the most simplest of situations kind of blows up in your face, and it goes from bad to worse to getting the police. We had a group of lads in for a birthday party. This was a couple of weeks ago. And the guys come back. There were quite a few of them. Some were still out, some came back. And six of them came back with six girls. Obviously, the rooms are two adults per room. They've got three rooms between these six lads, and obviously they can't bring the girls back. So we told the lads, we went, unfortunately, lads, you know, this is about 5 o'clock in the morning, you can't bring these girls back. And they were obviously going to argue, oh, well, you know, we pay for the rooms. And it's like, well, no, you were told when you checked in, it's two per room. After about a good half an hour, it got to the point where we went, right, you either stop arguing with us or you're all evicted. You know, you're not going to win this argument. So they gave up in the end, and, you know, the lad said goodbye to the girls, and they went off. Well, that's what we thought would be the end of it. Unfortunately, it never works out that way. So we're sat there, and lo and behold, I get this feeling that something is terribly, terribly wrong. So I said to the security, I went, I'll be back in a moment, I'm just going upstairs. I thought, it, you know, there'd just be a bit of noise. You know, they were a bit noisy when they were outside. And they went upstairs, and, well, I went upstairs, and lo and behold, I hear this thumping sound. And I thought to myself, that's either the ventilation banging, or that's one of them. So, starts walking towards the noise, and it gets louder and louder and louder. Finally get to their room, and next minute, bang. Massive bang, right against the door. And turned around, didn't even hesitate, and I called security up. I went to, you know, P, can you come upstairs? So he comes up, and it went quiet. And he went, oh, it's not that bad. He went, well, it was a moment ago. And then a moment later, all of a sudden, this almighty bang, and it sounded like someone's head hit the door. So without hesitation, two of us burst into the room, and it looked like the scene out of a film. And it's basically, I'm stood there, this massive security guard stood there, and this poor lad who sat on the end of the bed, lighting a cigarette, and was stood there. And next minute, P pointed at the lad and went, put it out. Get out. Because they had a sock over the smoke detector, which is obviously illegal. And, you know, they tampered with the smoke alarm. There was tobacco everywhere. They were making cigarettes. And we went, right, the larvae's out. So some of the lads started packing the bags. Some of the other ones ran off into the other room. So I rang D, the other security guard, and I said, you need to come up here, because we're kicking these lads out. Now, unfortunately, these lads are stereotypical. They're big, black lads. It causes problems. So we called in other security guards because we realised we're going to have problems with them. And in total, ended up with 10 security guards packing out the hotel for these six lads. And I go downstairs, and next minute, you know, the lads come down, they're arguing, they're screaming, they're shouting, oh, you know, you're chucking us out, you know, we weren't doing anything, you know, it was our friends who made noise. It's like, yeah, but you're part of a group. So it's either I kick all of you out, there's nothing else I can do. Unfortunately, I'm sorry about that. But you all come in together, you leave together. That, it's only fair. So, you know, they're all arguing. And when I counted, there were seven of them. And one of them was actually the lad from the birthday group. It was actually his birthday, it was his party. And we did kind of feel sorry for him because he wasn't there, because I didn't see him when we were kicking the other six out. And he went, oh, I wasn't here. And I knew some of the other lads had other rooms on different floors. The other lads who come back who weren't even involved with the situation, and they all booked their rooms separate. And they went, oh, can we go to our room? We went, well, you booked separately. You're not actually technically part of this group. Just go to bed. And one of the lads was in a room on his own. So we kind of felt sorry for the lad whose birthday it was. And we went, look, okay, you know, fair enough. You know, you weren't here when all this trouble was happening. So we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And I was curious. And I said to him, I went, well, you didn't come in. Where were you? And he went quiet for a second. He went, oh, I was upstairs having a smoke in a room with a bunch of a hen party. Oh shit. And I went, oh, there was a hen party drinking and smoking, what's there? And he went, I'm not grassing. I went, But you've already told me. I went, it's okay. I went, I'll get security. Housekeeping's fine them in the morning. And he was like, shit. I went, so you can leave with the rest of your friends. So eventually security managed to actually shuffle them up to the door. And once they were actually outside the door, we thought, right, that'll be it. Well, this is now about 6:30 in the morning. They're stood there, they're screaming, they're shouting, you know, they're flinging abuse. But the problem is, then off the property, they're actually in, you know, in public premises. So the head of security actually runs in, and he went to me, he went, get the police, we need them to move them on. And I went, okay, I'll get them. So we call the police. Next minute, two police riot vans pull up, you know, and it must have been at least minimally 10 police men and women. And the chief constable at the time, because he was around in the area, and he popped out and he said to these lads, look, come on lads, you know, you're gonna have to go home. And the problem is with this group, there's one lad particularly. Now these lads are very posh, very 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 English, and they're from the most poshest part of London. And but one of the lads actually thought he was a gangster. And by the way, these lads were actually black. And one of them started trying to say, oh yeah, no, you're just trying to move us on because we're black. And then he actually looked and he realised that one of the security guards who was stood there is a big black man. So he couldn't pull the race card on us. And so the chief constable, he just went, look, come on lads, you know, you're going to have to go away, get, you know, go away from the property. And this lad, who was dressed out in gangster with his head cap tilted sideways and he had a massive spliff hanging off the side of his ear, decided that he's going to be a hard man and start walking towards the chief constable. And it was like watching a train wreck happening in slow motion. And you could see what was happening. And as he was getting closer, like he was a big, big lad, you know, he was very, very stocky. And as he was getting closer and closer to the officer, all the others started reaching for the tasers and pepper spray. And one of the security guards told me afterwards that one of the girls actually told him that if he got too close, like within a certain distance, he's within attacking range. So they would have to put him down hard and fast. And it was absolutely hilarious, and he stopped literally one step of shy of getting his arse beat. And so the lads turned around and they agreed to move, but the problem was we knew the lads had loads of drugs on them. You know, well, the problem is you can't justify searching someone unless, you know, there's justification, i.e., you know, trying to attack a police officer. And unfortunately they didn't. Because really the basis of, like in the UK, it's a class B, I think, for a spliff, which means you can use it for personal use. And obviously it's wrapped and it's on his ear, so they can't really arrest him for that. But it was quite a good day. And then moments later, after all this has happened, it's now 7:00 in the morning, the managers walk in, I have done no work at all. And people wonder why I'm staying till like 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, with things like this happening. But it was a fun day. It was a good incident. Lucky enough, no one got injured, which is the main thing. But the funny thing was, the lads, we had a stag do on the ground floor, and they heard all the shouting from outside. And one of the lads actually appeared around the corner and went, have they gone? I went, yeah, you know, they've just gone. He went, thank God, he must have been dying for a cigarette for the past 2 hours. So, yeah. That's some of the fun incidences I've had in the past few weeks. And yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed this extra long episode. This is Pet Yi saying good night, sir. I'll be watching you.